How can Holiday Rental software help to attract direct bookings for your holiday rentals? Attracting direct guests is hard. How do you help your guests find you and then get them to book with you? Did you know that there are often tools built into Holiday Rental software to maximise the opportunity of attracting direct bookings? That's what we're going to discuss today on Smashing Your Goals with Holiday Rental software. But before we get started, I'd like to share with you an article that will help if you're not using a holiday rental software yet, or you're thinking of changing software for your short let business. On our website, booksterhq.com, you can sign up for free for the article with questions to ask during a holiday rental software demo, an essential document if you're considering making any change. But now, on with the show. The topic of attracting direct bookings is huge, so we'll just cover a small part of it today and we'll come back to it in future episodes. So one definition of a direct booking is that it is a booking that's come to you via your phone, email, face-to-face, on your social media, or through your own website. The area of direct booking I'd like to discuss is helping your website users once they decide, yes, they want to book your property. Now, in my more innocent days, I believed that this was a done deal. Users would click that book now button or buy now button or whatever that button says, and they would book the property. But as you may know, it's not quite so simple. Going from the moment of clicking the book now button to the moment where the property is booked is an entire process. And that process is not as cut and dry as you may think. In the world of online sales, there is a problem called cart abandonment. It's like when you go to the supermarket and you see that really lonely looking shopping trolley where the shopper has just literally abandoned it mid-shop, left all the food in the trolley and gone out of the shop. Maybe there was an emergency, something else happened. And it's statistically proven that as the buying process becomes more complicated, there is a higher chance that the user will abandon their cart along with their purchase. So for property managers like you, that would mean someone has clicked that they want to book your property, but they never actually reached the end of the process where you received a booking. So in the latest cart abandonment statistics, I found a bit of research from SalesCycle, and it put the average global cart abandonment rate at 79.53% across all sectors. Now, if you think that's huge and doesn't apply to holiday rentals, well, you may be right. It didn't have statistics specifically for the holiday rental industry. However, it did have statistics specifically for hotels, and there is a similarity here. The rate for hotels of abandonment is 77.95%. So in hospitality, abandonment is huge. So what's the problem? Every step that a user has to take when they're making a purchase increases the risk that they will give up. Ask too much information, look unprofessional, take too long, and they will give up. It's just like if you're in a physical shop and you go to make a purchase, but the queue is so long that you just hang up the item and leave the shop. So I'd like you to do a little research. When you make a purchase online, take a beat to consider how many steps are you having to go through to get through that purchase process. Look at how many times you have to click next, next, next to scroll through it. How many questions do you have to answer? Are they absolutely essential questions? And then if you're like 78% of the population, do you stop that purchase mid-process? Do you add things to your cart and then don't buy them? And if you do, why have you done that? Is it because the process was too long? Is it because something came up and you were halfway through it and you don't have time to finish? So I'm asking you to be a conscious shopper. Look at what companies are doing And they've got the same problem. They're trying to reduce that cart abandonment so they get more sales. Now, I'm a firm believer that solutions can be found in other industries. So I'm always looking to see how other companies are taking steps. Let's take Amazon. They have made this big leap in the buying process specifically for repeat customers. So that's what I'll talk about now. They also have a big problem with cart abandonment. And so they put a lot of resources into trying to find ways, techniques, processes that are going to reduce that abandonment. So when I use my phone to look for an item on Amazon and I click purchase or whatever that button's called, I just need to make a simple swipe over the mobile screen to confirm the purchase. I don't need to add any more details. I don't need to confirm pins. I don't need to provide my maiden name. It's all done in one swipe. Now, that ease of use gives me the fear every time I consider how often my children borrow my phone. But again, that's a problem for another day. And in the meantime, Amazon are resolving the issue of losing potential customers by creating this mind-blowingly simple purchase process. So let's come back to your website. Put yourself in the shoes of your potential guests and take the time to go through the booking process. Ask your friends, ask your family, ask for feedback from other people who you know are going to be brutally honest with you. How many questions are you being asked? How many times are you clicking next, next, next to go through that process to the end? How professional does it look? Is there a design that's reflecting something from the 90s, or is it more modern? And given the quite astounding statistics on how many people now book a holiday from their mobile device, how can you book on your mobile phone? Is it easy to use or is it complicated? This information can help you really build an understanding of whether your booking process could be putting off your potential guests. And if you are, then you're losing guest bookings. But this booking process has to be slick. It has to be fast and not onerous to your guests. If there is something specific that you want to ask your guests, great, do it. But do it after they've made the booking. Don't risk them not making the booking simply because you want to find out information about the bed layout or what time their flight arrives. You can always email them or call them or automate a process, an automated email that goes out and asks them once they've made the booking. Your property management software can help you by providing a book now button that has a slick, well thought through booking process that you can add to your own website. So if you're not using a book now button, or the one that you use isn't particularly slick, or you think it might be putting off guests, talk with your software. Ask them to walk you through their booking process and talk you through why it is they've created the booking process that they have. Oh, and while you're there, you can also ask them about how to automate those emails for after the booking is made to ask them about the bed setup. Let's take a moment here. I'd like to remind you that if you'd like to try out Bookster and the tools that we offer, you can register on booksterhq.com for free, and you can check out some of the great tools that will help you run your short let business. Moving on back to the second part of the podcast, Podcast Pointer. Each session, we'll look at one solution to help you overcome a problem. Today, Johnny of our sales team has selected the Quote Bookings tool to help you attract bookings. When a potential guest asks you about availability, either on your website or by phone, you can send a really professional quote directly to them. This blocks the date in your calendars so nobody else can make the booking until that quote expires, or when the inquirer makes the first payment to book your property. And you can control how long that quote lasts. So it could be really short, for just 1 hour, up to 2 weeks. It's down to you. This is a very professional way to inform potential guests about your property with the dates that they're looking for and the price that they would need to pay. And it's got a link because it's online. So it'll link back to your guest area where the guest can make that first payment. We'll be looking at your communications in the next session, really thinking about how you can keep your guests happy, keep them informed, but automating the processes so you're saving yourself time too. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Smashing Your Goals with Holdy Rental Software. If you liked the episode, or you know someone in the Holdy Rental industry that would enjoy it, please leave a review on podchaser.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you download and listen to your podcast. If you've got any questions, please do get in touch. You can contact us on our Facebook page, which is Bookster HQ, or you can contact us through our website, and there's more information there, and you can ask for a demo on how Bookster can help you at booksterhq.com. And remember, we believe that experiences matter, so whenever you're choosing a software service, make sure you choose one that considers your needs and the needs of your team and your guests.